In a previous book, I've explored the city above the surface. Now I wish to descend and explore its depths, which are no less bewildering and no less exhilarating. Like the nerves within the human body, the underworld controls the life of the surface. Our activities are governed and sustained by materials and signals that emanate from beneath the ground, a pulse, an ebb, a flow, a signal, a light, or a run of water will affect us. It is a shadow or replica of the city. Like London itself, it has developed organically with its own laws of growth and change. It was said of the Victorian Londoner, wrapped in fog and darkness, that he or she would not know the difference between the two worlds. The underworld is haphazard and wayward, with many abandoned passages and vast tunnels of brick leading nowhere. Beneath Piccadilly Circus is another great circus of myriad ways. The roads that converge on the Angel, Islington, have their counterparts beneath the surface. It is an unknown world. It is not mapped in its entirety. It cannot be seen clearly or as a whole. There are maps of gas facilities, of telecommunications, of cables and of sewers, but they are not available for public perusal. The dangers of sabotage are considered to be too great. So the underworld is doubly unknowable. It is a sequestered and forbidden zone. It must be said, too, that there is little interest in this vast underworld. To fear is added indifference. What is not seen is not respected. The majority of pedestrians do not know or care that vast caverns exist beneath their feet. As long as they can see the sky, they are content. Yet, there may be monsters. The lower depths have been the object of superstition and of legend as long as there have been men and women to wander. The Minotaur, half man and half bull, lived in a labyrinth buried beneath the palace at Knossos in Crete. A dog with three heads, Cerberus, guarded the gates of the underworld in classical myth. The Egyptian god of the underworld, Anubis, was a man with the head of a jackal. The journey underground prompted strange transformations. Anubis was also known as the Lord of the Sacred Land, with a world beneath the ground creating a spiritual as much as a material presence. The great writers of antiquity, Plato and Homer, Pliny and Herodotus, have described the underground worlds as places of dream and hallucination. Most of the great religions have created temples and shrines beneath the surface of the earth. Terror lingers in caverns and caves where there may be subterranean rivers and fires. 16,000 years ago, the wandering people of Europe lived in or beside the entrances to caves, but they painted frescoes in the deeper and darker spaces of the caverns. The further downward you travel, the closer you come to the power. Good and evil can be found side by side. Enchantment and terror mingle. If the underworld can be understood as a place of fear and of danger, it can also be regarded as a place of safety. A subterranean space may be the object of attraction as well as of fear. Healing wells and places of worship lie beneath the streets. Like a mother, the lower deep may have a warm embrace. It is a haven from the outside world. It is a refuge from attack. In the darkness, you cannot be seen. In the world wars of the last century, it became a shelter for many thousands of people. The catacombs of Rome protected the early Christians. We can repeat the words of Mr. Mole to Mr. Badger from The Wind in the Willows, 1908. Once well underground, you know exactly where you are. Nothing can happen to you, and nothing can get at you. That's exactly what I say, Mr. Badger replies. There's no security or peace and tranquility except underground. There has always been a London world beneath London. The author of Unknown London, 1919, Walter George Bell, remarked that, "I have climbed down more ladders to explore the buried town than I have toiled up city staircases. There is more below than there is above." It is stated in one London guidebook, "Certain it is that none who knows London would deny that its treasures must be sought in its depths." Yet, malefactors of the past were also consigned beneath the surface. The medieval prison, or compter, was essentially a hole or pit in the ground. The deeper the prisoner was taken in the Tower of London, the more vile the durance. One of the least desirable places in London is the underground prison beside Clerkenwell Green, known as the House of Detention.